So you were talking about the centennial celebration, and you
Yes,
set up a table for people
yes, I
to
thought it
sign
would
up.
be a good idea to feel out the people what they think about forming a historical society, right? And so we set up a little table, and I put a sign up there if you are interested in forming a historical society of the county. Sign here, like with an
arrow
pointing. And so we picked up about, oh, close to 300 names that were interested, because we had over 8,000 people that went through this exhibit. An exhibit that I put on at an empty store building, the old telephone building. It wasn't a new, the old telephone building, it was a new telephone building, but the building hadn't been in use, hadn't started to put in the equipment. They ordered the equipment and it hadn't come. So we had a big floor space to use. So and I thought it was a small exhibit. We're going to have a small exhibit. And things came in from all over the county, because we had a we had a person who later became the first president of the County Historical Society. She was a writer for the Tribune here, the local paper, and she would write up story and fired up the people in the county to bring in the things on for display purposes. And we filled this whole area up. It's quite an area, about 150 foot wide by 225 foot long. And so we fill it up with all kinds of implements and utensils and things of that sort, or historical letters or any publications that they have pertaining to this county for the past 100 years.
Right, right.
Okay, gee, that was pretty good, you know.
Oh, yes, for 300 people.
The interest
was
there, see, the interest was there. But anyway, we got on a list, on a mailing list for about over 200 names, you know. And so we sent out circulars, you know, start to build it up and let them come to meetings. And we had a few meetings and temporary officers and until we finally got down after that went on for about 2 years, 3 years. We got on to really get down to business, and we've nominated this person. They want to throw me in as the first president. I said, no, I can't do anything like that. I said, I'm no boss. I couldn't command any action. So let's get hold of Luann Garrett, we call it Luann. She was a ball of fire. She writes good stories and everything. And so we threw her in as the first president of the Historical Society. So that was the nucleus of the County Historical Society. And that was in 1950.
I see.
It was 1950 when we celebrated. But it was about 3 years after we won the act. And from, so today, we have over close to 600 members. But when I was a president, which is about 10 years ago, I put on shows, you know, really, with my experience at the theater, I made it really colorful, you know. We brought in bands, and we have orchestras, and we had, you know, in besides the regular meeting, I don't mean just the show alone, but I had those, I always have music in my meetings.
I see. Wow.
And,
that's
but the
real
historical meeting is really, really something. We move around and have meetings all over the county.
I see.
And I brought the membership up to double. At that time, when I took over, it was about around 400 members. Uh-huh. And I got it over to 860 members.
Wow.
When I quit after my term was up, I left them 860
members. 860
members,
that's quite an achievement. And yeah, so, well, we probably want to switch back and bow your own family, history a little bit. About, we talk about your education, your schooling, your occupation, and how about your family, like your marriage? When did you marry to Mom Stella?
Oh,
what year was that?
I courted her way back in about 1911, I think.
Uh-huh. No, how did you get it, to know her first?
No, I was quite wrapped up in the church. I was baptized in the Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
First I was wrapped up in, I was very much interested in the Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
I got to a point where I was an altar boy, almost an altar
mm-hmm.
boy. Some Swiss lady wanted to be my godmother,
mm-hmm.
and everything was set
mm-hmm.
To be an altar boy, but there was a group from the Christian church,
mm-hmm.
First Christian Church.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, isn't that, they were too strict, the Catholic is too strict, you can't do this and
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, we do things, we go and play baseball, we
uh-huh.
have socials and dances and what have you. And,
uh-huh.
and so they weaned me away from this Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
so when I when I was so wrapped up with the Christian church,
mm-hmm.
they and I was baptized one Easter morning
mm-hmm.
in the Christian church, and when I was baptized I was really sold on it, and I studied hard.
Mm-hmm.
I studied the Bible quite hard, and I wanted to be you might say a sky pilot,
Uh-huh.
You know what a sky pilot is?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Preacher.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, hey, I can't be a preacher.
Uh-huh.
Because with my limited education, I would be a total failure. So I quit it.
Uh-huh.
I steered away from it. I said, no, that isn't what I...
So that you were very young, though, then? That
yes,
time,
uh-huh.
Like teenage or something.
Teenage.
Before you went to college.
Hmm.
Yeah.
1912.
Uh-huh.
1911.
Uh-huh.
1910. Yeah, about 1910 is when I joined the Christian church.
Uh-huh.
About 2 years afterward, I was up in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And I heard about the Methodist, Chinese Methodist church there.
Uh-huh.
Had a... what do you call it? A
fellowship? No.
No, a social?
Bazaar.
Or no. You know what I mean?
Like a social party? No.
Kind of a. Oh, you know when
fair?
They get together? Yeah.
Uh huh.
A fair,
uh-huh.
where they have. Things in different booths.
Right, uh-huh.
What do you call that?
Okay, it's like a...
Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Wasn't that bazaar?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
okay.
it is. It's a bazaar.
Uh-huh.
It's a church bazaar.
Okay, church bazaar.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
it's a Methodist church bazaar,
uh-huh.
Chinese Methodist
uh-huh.
church. I went in there and walked around and... pardon me. And I had this pretty young thing, behind the fish pond. She was operating a fish pond.
Uh-huh.
And I asked around if anybody knew this girl,
uh-huh.
I asked the lady who ran the Chinese hotel there
uh-huh.
in San Francisco, who happened to be in the bazaar, so
uh-huh.
I asked Mrs. Wong, I said, who is that
pretty young girl. Thing that,
yeah, she's, I think they live over in Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
And she's about, I know some friends around here that know them very well. So she got a hold of another, a friend of hers,
uh-huh.
who knew the Stella's family
uh-huh.
very well.
Uh-huh. See?
And so through that way, I got acquainted with Stella, see?
Uh-huh.
And so I was introduced to her, you know, and we got along pretty well.
Oh, how nice. And you
so
went there alone to the San Francisco?
I was by myself.
Uh-huh. What was the motivation to go up there? You just heard about the Chinese Methodist Church?
Or? No, that was a time when my mother passed away,
mm-hmm.
1909.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up there, and her body was shipped to China, and I was accompanied the body up to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, I just figured I was all broken up,
mm-hmm.
and I figured I'd need some relaxation, so
mm-hmm.
I stayed there for
uh-huh.
a couple of months, you
oh.
know, just to do nothing but to go around and try to
relax.
Bring myself together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the time when they had this church bazaar.
I see.
And so I got acquainted with her. And
so did you have to get, like, go through the Chinese tradition, you know? Families, you know.
I don't know
consent.
What happened between my father and her folks,
uh-huh.
but anyway, it was okay for us to get married.
Uh-huh.
That's about all I know about it. You know,
so did you have a big wedding?
Yes, a big wedding. We had about 500 people here, a local church wedding.
Uh-huh. Did you have to give
the first Chinese church wedding in San Luis? You know.
Oh, I see.
The first Chinese.
Uh-huh. Do you have a Chinese banquet?
No, it has an Caucasian.
Oh, reception.
English.
I see.
It had a regular dinner, you know.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, the church couldn't take care of 500 at one time, so we had to do it in two shifts,
uh-huh.
one bunch and then another bunch.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
To,
I see.
To take care of all again.
You don't have to go, you didn't have to go see Stella's parents and ask for permission and type of thing?
Well, in the meantime, you know, I took trips up to San Francisco. I go over to her house, you know,
uh-huh.
and really got acquainted with the family and
uh-huh.
to see that they're really, I'm really
accepted,
acceptable
uh-huh.
because I didn't want to steal a girl or,
mm-hmm.
or do something
uh-huh.
you know, of that sort.
Wait, so do you have to sort of give, I mean, in China, the, you know, the bride will bring the dowry to the, you know, boy's home, and the boy's home has to give certain amount of gift or monies or something to the bride's family?
No, there is nothing like that.
Exchange. So it's very Americanized.
Really Americanized. And as far as I'm concerned, my dad didn't even carry the old Chinese fashion, you know, whatever. If there's anything exchanged, I wouldn't know a thing about it. You know, I'm ignorant as far as I'm concerned. But just like an ordinary
uh-huh.
American wedding, we had a big wedding in Chinatown. It was spread out all over. I think I have newspaper clippings of it.
Oh.
First Chinese wedding, first church
Chinese
wedding,
oh,
yeah, Chinese
nice.
Church wedding.
That's nice. Uh-huh.
And so it was quite a big affair.
Great.
And all the socialites were out, and,
uh-huh.
and it was a big thing. We had big wedding cake.
Uh-huh.
You know.
At that time, did any of your sisters or brother get married through matchmaker?
No, none of them that I can think of.
So your father was very open?
Yeah, really Americanized, you know.
Oh,
really
I see.
Americanized. Mm-hmm. None of our brothers and sisters really go for the real Chinese way of wedding. They just courted the girl, and the girl liked the him or her. Or that's it.
No, I see.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's very nice. Well, thank you very much. And I think probably we will continue some other session next time.
I'm glad that I can be of any help. Why,